Good morning.
Good morning. We
want to welcome all of you today. We're so glad to see all of you and on this Epiphany Sunday. And we are glad that you are with us this morning. We want to welcome all of you. I did forget one announcement, and that is we are in need of some people right after the service that can help us take off the ornaments off the tree and then a couple strong arms to haul the tree out of the sanctuary and downstairs and probably out into the shed. So just a quick thing I forgot to share there earlier. But we are glad to see you today. We want to welcome you on this first Sunday where it feels like winter out. And we've been kind of fortunate, but we're glad that you're here. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about a rising and shining and looking around and what do we see, and I'll have more to say about that later on. But as we begin our service, let's all stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Arise, shine, for your light has come.
The glory of the Lord has risen upon us.
Like sages from afar, come and worship Christ.
We lift our voices in praise to his name.
Let us worship the God of light and joy and peace. Well, let's join together there. You can turn in your hymn books to 131 if you wish, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint as we sing three verses of the first Noel, 1, 3, and 5 this morning.
Where they lay King in their
together for our opening prayer. God of light, open our eyes this morning that we may see your light in the darkness. May we, like the Magi, follow your light as it guides us on our journey to know the one who will truly set us free. May this time of worship bring us closer to you, so your love will transform our lives. In his name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning, and we're going to turn to 164, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint there. We're going to do three verses, 1, 2, and 5, of We Three Kings this morning.
So if a star is way out there, we can't see it right away.
So that light finally gets here, and that light could have started shining a long time ago, but we see it now. And some of those stars, they've been shining for a long time. Well, guess what? God's light has always been shining. God's light shines on us. And Jesus' light shines on us. Because Jesus' light has been shining for a long time. And when he came into the world to walk among us as a human being, John, in his gospel, tells us that that light shined through his face and his eyes and through his words because of how amazing Jesus was. And you know what? This gets really cool. God's light and Jesus' light shines through us. So when you smile at someone like you were just a little bit ago, telling me about Daddy's birthday, that's the light of God shining through you. And every time you smile, every time you laugh, every time you give somebody a hug, all of that is an expression of God's love and light shining through us. Okay? All right, you can go on downstairs this morning.
Oh, wait a minute.
I've been saving those. There was a few left. See, I see that smile coming back.
We want to go to our time of prayer this morning, and maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning before we move on. And so let's join together and have a moment to share those this morning before we pray. Someone this morning, yes. Oh, wow.
So he's at home now, recuperating. Just prayers that he'll behave himself.
Yes, so we want to pray for Sam as he is recovering after that. And someone else, joy or concern this morning. Yeah. Oh, I tell you what, he could not wait to do that. He wanted to go like back at the end of October, I think. Every time I saw him, you know, I started to tease him and say, you haven't left yet, but yes. And definitely want to keep them in our prayers this morning. Someone else, joys or concerns? Yes. Yes, and so he got a wound, and they had to put him on. You know what's scary about that is you move over to your side and you're on it that long, are you going to get it on somewhere else on your body? And so we definitely need to keep Bill in our prayers this morning.
Also, the fires in the Colorado.
Yes. I think if I am correct, don't quote me on this, but I thought I had read yesterday 1,000 homes were destroyed in that fire. And thank God, also reading yesterday, snow came in and put the fire out. What a blessing that was, or it was really bad. So yes, we definitely need to pray for all those people that have lost everything and can't imagine. So, someone else, anybody else this morning? I have a few updates. Carrie, we want to pray for Carrie. That is, I don't know her last name, but that's Ellie's sister that had the brain bleed I think she's doing better. The last I had heard of Ellie's update on Facebook, but we want to continue praying for her as she is recovering, because I don't know if she had any effects with her mobility or anything else from that, or speech or anything, but we want to continue praying for her. Alice is doing better, still going through therapy. We want to continue praying for her. I had heard from Richard Walker. He is doing much better since the last time I heard from him. I am very thankful about that and hopeful. I was really concerned there for a while, as you could tell last Sunday when I shared a little bit. He said that he walked about 40 yards or 40 feet, 40 yards, somewhere in there with his walker. And he said he probably has 6-8 weeks of recovery yet for rehab. He is at Kester, and I think he's wanting visitors, and I was not able to go this week. I had to test myself last night because we met with some of my family on Wednesday, and then the next day I got a text from my brother that said my nephew Zeb had tested positive for COVID. And so I was negative last night, so I wanted to make sure we didn't do it. But anyways, if you would like, you could probably go in and see him. And I think I have, well, it might be at home, his room number that he gave me. So we want to continue praying for Richard. Also asking for prayers. We had prayed for Carol, Jody's mom, who's was diagnosed with COVID, and now her dad has it, which didn't totally shock us. And so we appreciate both of your prayers. Her dad seems to be fairly mild, but because of Jody's mom's COPD, she's been having a bad cough and everything. So we appreciate your prayers with and for them. So any others this morning?
I forgot to mention Sunday because we were too busy, but we delivered the gift packages to the, 12 or something, foster children to different houses. And I can't take a picture and show you, but they were overjoyed. And one of the mothers especially, she was almost in tears, and she said, you do not know how this is going to help us this year. So big hearts here at Lost Creek, and I thank you all for bringing gifts for them. Thank you so much.
Yeah, yes, and Carla did a little figuring, and she figured, and I'll put it in my pastor's report, but over $13,000 in missions giving this church gave last year alone. So God bless you, and thank God, and what a blessing that God uses us that way, and that's what it's all about. Any others then? Yes. Yeah, they had mentioned something about that to me. Yes, yeah. Yeah, I had heard that that really helped her so she could eat better, because they said she wasn't eating very good. So, yeah, so we definitely need to keep Bonnie in our prayers. Yes, definitely. Someone else, yeah. What is his first name?
Joe.
Joe? Okay. So we want to remember Joe in our prayers this morning then. Okay. Also, I appreciate prayers for my sister Kathy. She texted me yesterday and said she pulled a muscle in her lower back. And she said she was in not very comfortable. And so let's just ask God's touch for her too. So as she plays, Carla plays this morning, give you a chance to pray for some of these names that come into your head while she's playing, and then I'll come and close us out. as we pause this morning, we just want to thank you for your presence that goes with us, your protection, how you watch over us. And we're thinking about, as we've come through the Christmas season, celebrating the birth of your son and into this new year, this new season, we just ask that you would continue to watch over us in this new year. Keep us in your care. Help us to continue to be a people that serve you like you've called us to do. And Lord, we also are thinking about those that have been mentioned today, several names that have been lifted up that are in need of prayers. God, we lift up all of those that have been mentioned. We lift up Sam this morning and Bill this morning and Carrie and Alice and Richard and Bruce and Carol and Smoke and Bonnie. And we ask for your touch and your presence and your healing and your strength for each of them. We pray for Joe and regarding this, the job and on the plane and all of that, Lord, that you would just work there. For Kathy, Lord, for this lower back, God, we just pray for your healing touch there. We lift up those that have in the Colorado fires, God, that have lost homes, over 1,000, God, and we just pray for your grace and your strength. I pray that your church will be a light of Christ, the light of Jesus into that community to help out and whatever way that they can. And God, we just pray for your guidance and your grace and your faith and strength to be there. Lord, we lift up those that are traveling during this season, some that are leaving, some that are coming back home from the holidays. Lord, that you'll just continue to watch over all of them and lead and guide them. And Lord, we just pray that in this new year that you will continue to use us to be a light in our world as your light shines on us and shines through us. And may we continue to be the people that you've called us to be. And we continue to pray for wisdom for our leaders in all levels of society, Lord, nationally and statewide and locally, Lord, and across our nation and world. God, we continue to pray for peace in our world, and we continue to pray for healing and strength and so much and wisdom as we continue to battle this this virus that is running wild, it seems like at times. And we pray for strength and faith for so many through these times. And God, thank you for this community of faith. Thank you for each one that labors and gives and uses their time and talents to be a blessing. And I continue to pray your blessing upon each of them into this new year, that your hand will continue to be with them. And Lord, we ask your blessing upon the rest of our service as we break the bread of your word. May you encourage our hearts and help us to realize that you've called us to arise and shine and be your people. As we ask all of these things this morning, in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for joining us in prayer this morning. And now, as we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving, just want to thank you so much for your faithfulness. And as God continues to bless us and use us to be a blessing, I know that God will continue to do great things through us. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. God of light, we bring our gifts to further your work in the world. May our offering shine the light of Christ to those in need. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from two passages this morning. In fact, one of them is the Old Testament lectionary reading for Epiphany, and the other is the gospel reading for the second Sunday after Christmas. So I kind of split up the reading. So we're going to begin with Isaiah this morning, chapter 60, verses 1 through 5, and then we'll look at John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and then verse 14. Arise, shine. Your light has come. The Lord's glory has shone upon you. Though darkness covers the earth and gloom the nations, the Lord will shine upon you. God's glory will appear over you. Nations will come to your light. Kings to your dawning radiance. Lift up your eyes and look all around. They are all gathered. They have come to you. Your sons will come from far away, and your daughters on caregivers' hips. Then you will see and be radiant. Your heart will tremble and open wide, because the sea's abundance will be turned over to you. The nation's wealth will come to you. And then John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and verse 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God in the beginning. Everything came into being through the Word. And without the Word, nothing came into being. What came into being through the Word was life. And the life was the light for all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't extinguish the light. The Word became flesh and made his home among us. We have seen his glory, glory like that of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. That is God's word for us, and I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart will be pleasing in God's sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Well, you know, I normally share something funny, and I shared this several years ago, I think, but it's another one of the kids' ones, so I want to share this one with you. So a little three-year-old boy was sitting on the toilet, and his mother thinks he has been in there way too long. So she goes in to see what's up. The little boy is sitting on the toilet reading a book. But about 15 seconds or so later, he puts the book down, grips onto the toilet seat with his left hand, and hits himself on the top of his head with his right hand. His mother says, "Billy, are you all right? You've been in there for an awfully long time." Billy says, "I'm fine, Mom. I just haven't gone to the bathroom yet." Well, his mother says, "Okay, well, you can stay in there a few more minutes. But Billy, why are you hitting yourself on the head?" And Billy replies, "Well, it works for ketchup." I thought that was a funny one. I don't know. Maybe people aren't getting it or what. I don't know. Or maybe you're just asleep out there this morning. I want to talk to you this morning about arise and shine. Let me ask you a question this morning. Have you ever driven in bad fog? I don't know if you ever have. Probably, and I can't think of any worse time ever. The worst time I ever drove in bad fog was 5, 6, 7 years ago on a Sunday morning. I was running late because I get out here several hours early, coming out for church on a Sunday morning. And I always cut through Polecat and then jump on to Troy Urbana. It was so foggy that morning that I almost missed the turn onto Troy Urbana off of Polecat. Because before I could even slow down, I finally saw the stop sign at the end of Polecat before, thank God, I slammed on the brakes, no one was coming, and made the turn onto Troy Urbana before I ended up out into the field right across the way. When I got turned and got going, I was gripping onto the steering wheel. My heart was pounding, and I had to just focus for a moment because I was overwhelmed by almost being in an accident. And that reminded me about what life can be like when we're walking and going through the fog and the darkness of life. Our reading today comes from the Isaiah passage, is about the defeated Judahites who were facing the long fog filled dark road back from exile in Babylon to Jerusalem. And on their way, they hear these words of the prophet, these amazing words of the prophet Isaiah, that tells them that when they get back to Jerusalem, it's going to be totally different. Because what the prophet sees is almost too wonderful for them to imagine or believe. In fact, his words envision a city full of light that the surrounding nations will come to. Even kings will be drawn to God's radiance in Jerusalem. Broken community will be restored. Shattered families will be healed. And the prophet says these words, look around you, because you'll see your children coming home. Now, here's what I want you to know, though. Was that what they came home to in Jerusalem? No, that was not what they came home to. The city was still broken and torn and had been devastated by the Babylonians. But what the prophet was trying to do was to see what God wanted to do for them. And our readings this morning are reminding us to look around and see God's light, God's glory, Christ's glory in the fog of life, in the darkness of life. And that, listen to me, that is what will give us reason to arise and shine in the midst of the everyday challenges of life. And this morning we are offered a vision of God's glory in Christ, the living word. Here's that vision. First of all, it's a vision of transformation this morning. It's a vision of transformation. God offers a vision of hope for all through that word. A vision that reminds us to arise and shine because the brightness and blessing of God's glory has come and is shining on each and every one of us this morning. It's bringing light to people's eyes. Now you might be saying, let me say that again. It is bringing light to people's eyes. Now you might be saying, wait a minute, what do you mean by that? Well, let me start it off by saying this. And I include myself in this. Everything that we've been facing the last few years has just been wearing me down. I'll be honest about that. And the light in my eyes has been growing a little dim. And I see it in your eyes, and I see it in kids' eyes in school, and in teachers' eyes, and in other people's eyes, because of everything we have faced that it just wore us down, and all the outcomes and circumstances of all that has been going on. And when God's glory is there for us and shining upon us, one of the things it will do is bring light to our eyes again. Because when our eyes have grown dim, it's usually due to things like worry, frustration, stress, health problems, financial problems, losses we faced, fears, anxieties, all of these things that weigh on us and bring us to a place where we struggle to let our light shine. Now, I want you to hear this morning. Imagine those Judahites as they return home. Imagine the hope that they begin to feel within them when they heard those words of the prophet Isaiah that it generated. Think about that. Who had lost all kinds of things. They lost family. They lost friends. They lost homes. They lost land. Everything. When I was putting this together and rereading through it and editing it, I started to think about the people of Colorado and the people in Kentucky and what they've lost. What about for us? What have we lost? And here's the thing. God offers that vision of hope for you and I today in what we're going through. Because God does that because we are called to live each day in the light of God's glory. Isaiah knew what they were coming back to. Isaiah knew what they were going to face. Yet God's word through Isaiah was a positive, faith-filled message that was in trying to encourage them and lift them up and let them know God is going to transform and make things better once again. And knowing that God's glory, God's presence, God's radiance, God's best, if we could say it that way, is there for us and shining on us, then it's going to help us get through whatever we're facing in our lives. We just have to remind ourselves every day that God's light is shining on me, that God's light is shining on me, that God's best, God's glory, God's splendor is shining on me. Imagine what that vision must have meant for those returning people who were starting again and building again. And maybe this past year was a tough year, but guess what? 2022 can be a year to start again and build again. A vision of transformation. And then right on top of that, going along with it, it's a vision of restoration. It's a vision of restoration. How can this be? Because God's light has already come in Jesus. We just celebrated it. We celebrate. That's why we lit the candles on the Advent wreath. That's why we light the candles up here. These candles right here that we've had here since I've been here, plus all the extra ones that the ladies add in for decorations that we light. The light is always about God's presence, God's glory. And God's glory and splendor, which shines like the sun or a star, rises over God's people as it did for the Magi, showering them with hope to find the chosen one. Yes, God's glory has come in Christ, who became flesh and blood and moved. And I like Peterson's translation in the Message, who moved into our neighborhood. Meaning that Christ took on flesh and blood and God came down and lived right among us and with us. And just as they saw God's glory with their own eyes, as John tells us in Jesus, so we experience God's glory in Jesus through baptism, through prayer, through worship, through communion, through scripture, through fellowship, all these times when we gather together. And that's why, as we arise and reflect the light of Christ, others will see it. Why do we arise? Because God's glory has risen upon us. Why do we shine? Because light, God's light has shone on us. And here's the thing I want you to see. We are not the light. We are mirrors that reflect the light of Christ. I read about a pastor who lit candles and placed them on a long sheet of aluminum foil. And when he did this, the foil made the candles shine brighter. And they even said, we think it made the candles burn hotter. Now, I don't know all about that, but I do know that that foil became a reflection of the light of that candle. And maybe the past 2 years have been difficult for you or your family, and maybe it's been hard to shine. But don't forget, God is with us, transforming and restoring so that light may return to our eyes, so we may shine brightly in 2022. Make no mistake about it. Without Christ, our lives are nothing but a waste of aluminum foil. Remember, as we face dark, foggy days, we have the light of the sun, S-O-N, shining upon us. His light never grows dim. never goes out. And as we look to the sun, may we arise and shine in a dark world. Amen. Amen. Well, let's take a few moments here this morning and share the blessing, greet one another, say hi to some people, and then we'll close out with our hymn of Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Over the hills and everywhere, go.
let's join together for our benediction there in the bulletin. Let us look to Christ, the light of the world. May the Spirit guide our steps into the new year and give us courage to walk in the light of God's ways. Amen.